除夕之夜。
And today is the last day of the past Lunar New Year.
我们想到在太平洋，在太平洋的西岸还是东岸？太平洋的西岸是吧？在那里他们正在庆祝这个除夕。
And over there at the other side of the Pacific Ocean, they are celebrating this last day of the Lunar New Year.
但是我们很感谢主，我们在这个在这同一个时间里面，我们在啊，我们在赞美神。
But at the same time, we give thanks to God that over here we are praising God.
我们在这个主日，我们在重新的思想神的爱。
And in this Lord's Day, we are to remember God's love once again.
所以我们再次回到雅歌里面。
So we come back to the Song of Solomon.
我们学习雅歌有两个目的。
There is two purpose that we study the Song of Songs.
第一个目的，因为雅歌是一个关于爱情的书。
The first purpose is because the Song of Songs is about love.
所以我们在学习雅歌，我们就希望我们的婚姻可以被更新。
So when we studied the Song of Songs, we hope that our marriage will be renewed.
我们可以希望我们在婚姻当中，我们夫妻间的爱情，我们可以被更新。
And we hope that the love between the husband and wife in our marriage will be renewed.
我希望这在我们在讲雅歌书的时候，可以把让我们重温我们在年轻的时候我们。热恋当中的时候，我们夫妻双方的爱。
So I hope that as I preach through Song of Songs, we can remember once again rekindle the love that we have between the husband and the wife.
So 这是第一个目的。
This is the first purpose.
第二个目的就是我们在思想神与我们的爱。
The second purpose is that we are remembering the love of God and us.
就是我们与基督的爱。
That is the love between us and Christ.
So 在这个中国的新年开始的即将开始的。这个时候我们来一起思想基督与我们的爱。
So at this imminent start of the new Lunar New Year, we come to think of God's love for us.
所以这也是个很有意义的事情。
This is a very meaningful thing.
我们前两次讲到雅各书的第一章和第二章。
And the past two times we have preached on chapter 1 and 2 of the Song of Solomon.
雅各书的第一章，然后到第二章的第七节。
And the first chapter of Song of Solomon, all the way to chapter 2, verse 7.
根据传统的注释说上来说，这是第一幕。
And according to the traditional commentary, this is the first scene.
Oh, yeah. 然后在这一幕里面，我们看到就是佳偶对良人的渴慕，也看到良人对佳偶的欣赏。
And in this scene, we see the desire between the bride and the bridegroom, and the admiration between the bride to the bridegrooms.
然后在第二章的第一节到第六节，我们看到就是说佳偶与良偶之间的爱情。
And in verse 8 onwards in chapter 2, we see the love between the bride and the bridegroom.
然后第二次我们讲了雅各书的从第二章的第七节，然后第二章第七节到十五节。
And the second time we talk about chapter 2, verse 7 to 15.
十七节。
To 17.
一般的注释书上会说这是属于第二幕。
And this commentary will say that this is the second scene.
从第二章的第七节一直到第三章的结束是属于第二幕。
So from chapter 2, verse 7, all the way to the end of chapter 3, this is considered as the second scene.
然后第二幕里面有两个场景。
And in the second scene, there's two sets.
第一个场景就是良人对佳偶的追求。
And first is the pursuit of the bridegroom to the bride.
就是二章的七节到十七节。
That is from 7 to 17 of chapter 2.
第二幕就是三，在第三章里面。
And this second set is when in chapter 3.
是佳偶对良人的思念，然后最后以婚礼作为结束。
And it's the reminiscence of the bride to the bridegroom, and then it will end with the wedding.
所以我们今天讲的就是第二幕的第二个场景。
And so we are talking about the second set in the second scene.
就是佳偶的梦。
That is the bride's dream.
我们一起来读一下经文。
Let's read the verses together.
我来读单数节，然后对请弟兄姐妹来读双数节，好吗
？I'll read the odd verses, and brothers and sisters, you will read the even verses.
我夜间躺卧在床上，寻找我心所爱的，我寻找他却寻不见。
I will rise now and go about the city, in the streets and in the squares.I will seek him with whom my whole soul loves. I sought him, but found him not.
城中巡逻看守的人遇见我，我问他们：“你们看见我心所爱的没有？”
Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loves. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her who conceived me.
耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着灵眼或田野的母鹿嘱咐你们，不要惊动，不要惊醒我所亲爱的，等他自己情愿。我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Lord Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
在中国的新年开始的时候，我们一起来思想你对我们的爱情。
And in this start of the Lunar New Year, we are remembering your love for us.
我们也思想我们对你的爱。
And we're remembering our love for you as well.
主啊，愿这样的爱，主啊，在这新的一年开始的时候能够被更新。
May this love in this Lunar New Year be renewed.
能够成为我们这一年来激动我们来服侍你的动力。
That in this year it can inspire us to serve you.
那真的是愿我们在这一年当中，我们所有的服侍都是出于这样的爱。
And we hope that all our service and ministry in this year is motivated by this love.
让我们在服事当中能够得享与你的甜蜜。
So that in our ministry we can enjoy the sweetness with you.
让我们能够从你而来的平安和喜乐。
And we have the peace and joy from you.
主啊，愿你的圣灵与我们同在。
O Lord, may your spirit be with us.
愿你的圣灵来祝福你的话语。
May your spirit bless your word.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayer in the Lord of our Jesus Christ.
Amen. 谢谢陈牧师的支持。
We thank Pastor Chen for his support.
好，雅各的三章一到五节是讲佳偶的梦。
And so, chapter 3, verse 1 through 5 is talking about the bride's dream.
我们知道就是在雅各里面这个佳偶一般指的是舒拉密女。
And we know that in the Song of Solomon, this bride refers to the Shulamite woman.
良人就指所罗门王。
And of course, the bridegroom refers to King Solomon.
那么三章一到五节为什么说是一个梦呢？
And why is it that verses 1 through 5 is a dream?
我们从哪里看到它是一个梦呢？
How can we tell that it's a dream?
首先从在第一节里面我们看到就是在这里苏拉密女说我夜间躺卧在床上。
First of all, in verse 1 it says, the Shulamite woman say, on my bed by night.
所以这个是在她躺卧在床上的时候发生的事情。
So it is something that happened when she was sleeping.
她的心里寻找她所爱的，寻找所罗门王，但是也寻不到。
And in her heart, she's seeking the one whom her soul loves, but she could not find him.
我们在第二节看到，就是说，他说我要起来，我要在那个城市当中寻找，我要在街市上，在宽阔处寻找。
In verse 2, he says, I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the squares.
这个城市就是耶路撒冷的城。
And of course, the city refers to Jerusalem.
我们知道，苏拉密女在前面一个场景里面，她还是在她的乡村，在她父母的家里面。
We know that in the previous scene, this Shulamite woman was still in the village of her parents in her own house.
然后她躺下来睡觉。
And then she lay down and fall asleep.
然后在第二节里面就忽然跳到耶路撒冷城。
And this second verse, suddenly she is now at Jerusalem.
所以这个有空间上的一个跳转。
There is a spatial difference.
所以这只有在梦里面才可能发生。
And of course, this only happens in a dream.
然后第三点我们看到就是说她在城里面她遇到那个巡逻的人。
And in verse 3, it says here she saw the watchman.
我们看到她问巡逻的人她是怎么问的。
And how did she ask the watchman?
她没有问巡逻的人，你有没有看到所罗门王？
She did not ask the watchman, have you seen King Solomon?
她没有告诉说我所心爱的是长得什么样子，叫什么名字。
She didn't ask the watchman, oh, this is the one whom I love, how he looks like, and described him.
她只是告诉，她只是问他们，你没看到我所心爱的没有？
She only asked them, have you seen him whom my soul loves?
那巡逻的人就问，我知道你所心爱的人是谁啊？
And the watchman knows that I know whom your soul loves.
所以这种东西只会在梦中发生。
And of course, this incident only happens in a dream.
所以一般的注释书会认为这三章一到五节是苏拉密女做的一个梦。
So most commentaries will take this as the dream of the bride.
所以我们就先来看看她这个梦在讲什么。
So let's look at what this dream is about.
首先在第一节里面她说我夜间躺卧在床上，我心里面寻找我所亲爱的。
In verse 1, it says, On my bed by night, I sought him whom my soul loves.
我们在前面一个场景里面，我看到就是所罗门王到苏拉密女的家里面来看她。
In the previous scene, we see King Solomon coming to this Shulamite woman and visiting her.
来邀请她。
To invite her.
所罗门王对她说，现在是百花齐放、百鸟齐鸣的时候，正是爱情的季节。
And King Solomon told her that this is the season of love.
你随我去吧。
Follow me.
然后所罗门离开了之后，然后苏拉密女夜间躺卧下来，她要睡觉的时候，就开始做了这个梦。
And after King Solomon left, this Shulamite woman lay down and slept, and she had this dream.
因为她心里面思念所罗门王。
Because in her heart she is thinking of King Solomon.
她眼里看到的都是他。
And all that is in her sight is him.
心里面想到的都是他。
And all that is in her heart is him.
所以日有所思，夜有所梦啊。
So whatever that you think much in the day, you will dream at night.
所以当他躺下来睡觉的时候，然后在梦里面就要去寻找那个所罗门王。
So when he lies down and sleeps, she's looking for him in her dream.
但是他寻找却寻不见。
But she could not find him.
我们在梦里面是不是常常发生这样的事情？
Do you always experience this in your dream?
所以我们在这里就苏拉密女她在。日有所思，夜有所梦。他的心思意念完全被所罗门王占有，完全被良人占有。所以他做梦的时候，也希望能够见到他的爱人。
And so her whole mind is preoccupied with King Solomon. Even when she was asleep in her dream, she still wants to see him.
所以这个 picture, 这个图画，正是在热恋当中的恋人所发生的事情。
This picture is a picture of two madly in love.
我记得我们在很之前上学的时候读《简爱》这本小说。
I remember when I was in school, I read this novel, 简爱
J.I. 很多人应该读过吧、啊、
Many of you would have read the novel.
我们知道简爱他是个孤儿，然后在孤儿院里面长大。
And we know that this J.I. is an orphan. He grew up in the orphanage.
She
grew up in the orphanage.
所以当他毕业了之后，他就找到一个家庭教师的工作，然后在 Edward Rochester 的庄园里面做家庭教师。
And so when she graduated, she became a teacher in the house of the Edward Rochester.
但是他发现他爱上他的主人 Rochester 了。
But she realized that she fell in love with the master Rochester.
虽然他知道他们的社会地位不是很相配。
And she knows that their status is there's a great difference between their status.
在他看来那是没有可能的事情，他也知道他不应该爱上他的主人。
And to her, it's impossible for them to get married, and she's not supposed to love him.
但他就是没有办法来抵挡他心里面的那个意念。
But she could not resist this desire in her heart.
所以他眼里面看到的，心里面想到的，都是 Rochester 的身影。
So all that she sees and all that she thinks of is her Lord Rochester.
所以我们在回想我们在过去的时候，我们在。和我们太太谈恋爱的时候，当我们的太太还是我们眼中的梦中情人的时候。
So remember what happened in the past when our spouse is the one that occupies all our mind and our hearts.
可能不光是太太，是我们的伴，我们的配偶了啊。
Not just our wife, you know, our spouse.
所以我们当时是不是也是这样？我们眼里面都是他，然后心里面想的都是他，然后。睡下去做梦想的也都是他。
Is it the same that all our hearts and mind is occupied with the person, even to the extent when we dream of them?
有没有这样
？Is it so?
但我看有弟兄姐妹在点头。
And some of you are nodding your head.
Okay. 但是我们发现我们结婚了之后，好像就不一样了。
We realize that after we get married, perhaps it's a bit different.
那结婚了之后就没有再也没有这种情况，我们也没有就是说，躺下来做梦的时候都会想到我们的配偶。
And in our marriage now, we seldom dream even of our spouse.
这是不是说我们的对他们的爱没有了吗
？Is it that our love has diminished for the person？
所以我一直在思想，就是说在婚前在热恋当中的爱和婚后夫妻间的爱有什么样的不同
？I always ponder between the difference when one is madly in love and the love after marriage.
可能在婚前的爱是那种轰轰烈烈的，是说很有攀舍的，是那种地动山摇的爱。
And perhaps before marriage, the love is very passionate with a lot of emotions.
可能在婚后的爱可能是更加的是一种平淡的爱。
But the love after marriage is more calm.
更加像在圣经里面所说的，你是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
More like what the Bible describes, you are the bone of my bone, you are the flesh of my flesh.
不是说那个爱没有了，而是变得更加的深刻。
And it's not saying that the love has diminished, but it becomes deeper.
更加变得更加的刻骨铭心。
And becomes more engraved in our hearts.
我这个人是一个很喜欢就是说的探索新事情，然后探索新事物的人。
I'm a very adventurous person.
所以我以前很喜欢出差。
So I like to travel well in the past.
我喜欢到一个新的城市里面，然后看看不同的风土人情，然后感受这个城市新的 culture， 新的文化。
I like to go to new cities and to experience new cultures beside me.
但是我发现我结婚之后，我在慢慢的改变。
But I realized that after I get married, I started to change.
我发现我越来越不喜欢出差了。
I realize I don't like to go for business trips.
刚开始我出差的时候，可以在那里待一个月没问题。
In the beginning, I can just stay at the other place for a month. There's no problem.
后来我发现我待两个星期就待不住了。
And after that, even if I stayed for 2 weeks, I cannot stay any longer.
后来我发现我待三天就待不住了。
Then I realized that 3 days is too long.
为什么
？Why?
我发现我里面缺少一个什么东西。
I realized that there is something missing.
我发现我好像似乎不完整了。
As if I'm not perfect anymore.
因为我的另一半不在我身边。
Because my other half is not with me.
所以圣经上说，夫妻二人本是一体。
And the Bible says, the husband and wife are one.
所以我想，这种爱不是在恋爱当中那种轰轰烈烈的爱，但是确实是一种非常深刻的，是感觉到就是你没有办法分开的那种爱。
And this love is not that kind of emotional fervor that we have before we get married, but it's a love that's deep and is within our hearts.
并不是说结了婚之后这个爱就没有了，而是这个爱变成了另外一种更加深刻的爱。
And it's not saying that the love has diminished, but it has transformed to something more mature when we get married.
但是对我们中国人来说，我们做丈夫的，我们要学会表达这种爱。
But to us as Chinese, we have to learn how to express this love.
这是我们的弱项。
This is our weakness.
所以我们要学会送我们太太礼物，记着我们的结婚纪念日，然后记着太太的生日。
We have to remember the anniversaries and the birthdays of our wives.
我们要学会去表达这种爱。
And we have to learn how to express our love in this way.
但是做太太的也要注意，就是说婚后的爱与婚前的爱是不一样的。
And as wives, you have to know that the love before and after marriage is different.
并不是代表他不爱你。
It doesn't mean that he doesn't love you.
只是这种爱发生了这个形式上有些转变。
And of course, there's changes to the forms of this love.
所以我很感谢主，我们教会里面有很多好的婚姻，我为这些向神献上感恩和赞美。
And give thanks to the Lord, there is many blessed marriages in our church.
那具体的名字我就不说了，免得你们尴尬。
I will not mention anyone so that you won't be awkward.
那我们教会当中也有的弟兄姐妹在婚姻当中有挣扎的。
And there are also some amongst us who are struggling in their marriage.
比方说我们跨过婚姻的弟兄姐妹，我们知道这是因为一个客观上的原因，语言上的不通，然后文化上的不同，所以在沟通上有很多困难。
So for example, in an international marriage, there's differences objectively between language and culture, so there are some difficulties in communications.
我们知道这就是说，对你们来说，婚姻当中有很多的挣扎。
And there's a lot of struggles in your marriage.
但是我要告诉你们的说，那个婚姻当中你们的婚姻要想得到祝福，要想成为一个甜美的婚姻，要想成为一个完美的婚姻，那个唯一的出路就是福音。
But I want to tell you that the only way that you want to have to enjoy a blessed marriage, a perfect union of marriage, the only way that you can experience that is in the gospel.
很多人在想，我这个婚姻不好，我再换一个婚姻就可以，就变好了。
Many thought that if this marriage doesn't work out, I'll just change another one.
其实你怎么保证你换一个婚姻就变得更好呢？
How can you guarantee the next one will be better?
如果变得更差了怎么办？
What if it becomes worse?
So, 唯一的出路就是那个神的话语，就是福音。
And so, the only way out is God's word and the gospel.
在很早之前，我看过一个见证的故事。
And long before this, I've read a testimony.
他是说讲了一个信主的姐妹，然后她找了一个不信的人结婚。
It's talking about a believer sister finding an unbeliever as a husband.
在她结婚之前，她就来问这个师母，她说：“我可不可以嫁给这个不信的人？”
So before she got married, she asked this pastor's wife, "Can I marry this unbeliever?"
那师母告诉她你不行。
And the pastor's wife says no.
但是因为她实在是太爱那个人了，所以她就没有听师母的话，就嫁给他了。
But because she loves that person so much, she did not heed the advice, and she got married anyway.
但是结婚了之后，这个却发现这个她的先生酗酒，然后到。酗酒了之后就开始打他。
And after marriage, she realized that her husband is an alcoholic, and he started to abuse her.
但这个情况，等他们有了孩子以后，就变得更加的糟糕。
And it became worse when they had children.
他的先生不但打他，也打孩子。
And the husband not only abused her, but also the children.
所以他的婚姻就成为一个痛苦，成为一个 suffer.
And then her marriage became a difficulty and a suffering for her.
所以这个时候他又来找师母，他说我要给他离婚。
And this point, she asked the pastor's wife, "Oh, I want to divorce him."
但是师母告诉他你不能够离婚，你要为他祷告。
And Pastor White said, no, you shouldn't divorce and you should pray for the person.
但是感谢主，这次他听了师母的话。
Thanks be to the Lord that she listened to the advice this time.
所以他就为他的丈夫祷告，在祷告当中他发现他自己也有很多问题，他发现他自己也改变了。
And so she prayed for her husband. In the midst of prayer, she realized that she has many problems and she's changing herself.
然后神借着祷告也借着他的她的改变，然后也改变了她的先生。
And through her transformation and through her prayer, the Lord changed her husband.
所以一个即将破裂的婚姻就这么被挽回过来。
And so this marriage that was nearly broken was saved.
所以你要让你想让你的婚姻走出那个困境，想让你的婚姻得到祝福，那个唯一的出路就是福音。
So if you want your marriage to be blessed, to be out of this struggling anxiety, the only way is through the gospel.
你要向神祷告，不但你要不但改变你的先生，首先你自己要改变。
And you are to pray not only for the other party to change, but you yourselves have to change as well.
我们在这里看到苏拉密女在躺卧的时候，她做梦来寻找她所心爱的。
And over here we see the Shulamite woman when she was lying down in her sleep, she was looking for a lover in her sleep.
但是她找不到怎么办呢
？But she could not find him. So what happens?
他说不行，我要起来，我要起来去寻找他。
She says, "No, I have to wake up and I will go and find him."
当然，这个起来也是在梦中起来了。
And of course, she's arising up in her dream.
所以他就在耶路撒冷的城中，在那个街市上，在宽阔处来寻找所罗门王。
And so, in the city and the streets and the square, she looks for King Solomon.
为什么是在街市上，在宽阔处寻找呢
？Why is it in the streets and in the squares?
因为所罗门王是耶路撒冷的王。
Because King Solomon is the king of Jerusalem.
所以他是在公众处，他不是钻在哪一个角落和那里面。
So he's always in the public square. He's not in some private area.
所以他是在公众处来寻找所罗门王。
So she comes out in the public square to look for the king.
然后他就看到在城中巡逻的。
And so then she saw the watchman.
他就问这些巡逻的，你知道我所爱的人在哪里吗
？She asked the watchman, "Have you seen him whom my soul loves?"
然后我们看到在第四节，他说：“我刚离开他们，我刚离开那些看守的，我就遇见我所心爱的了。”
And in verse 14 it says, "Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loves."
所以当他遇见所罗门王的时候，他就紧紧地拉住他，不让他走。
When she met King Solomon, she held on to him and would not let him go.
他不仅拉住他不让他走，而且要把他带到他母亲的家中，带到他怀他者的内室。
And not only did she do that, she wanted to bring him into his mother's house, into the chamber of her who conceived the woman.
要带他去见他的家人。
And that is to bring her to see the family.
然后在第五节我们看到在这里说，耶路撒冷的众女子啊，我指着羚羊或田野的母鹿来祝福你们，不要惊动，不要惊醒爱情。
And in verse 5 he says, I adjure you, O daughters of Jerusalem, by the gazelles or the does of the field, that you not stir up or awaken love until it pleases.
等他自己情愿。
Until it pleases.
那这里如果你看原文的翻译应该是不要惊醒爱情，不是惊醒我所亲爱的。
And in the original language it says that do not awaken love, stir up or awaken love.
说等爱情自己情愿。
And you have to wait until the love itself, until it pleases.
这句话是什么意思
？What does this mean？
羚羊和田野的小鹿是那个很软弱的动物，对不对
？And these gazelles or the does of the field are very weak animals，
因为他们经常被别的东西、被别的动物，像狮子、老虎抓来吃了。
Because they are always victims of the larger predators，
所以他们就很容易惊醒。
So that it's easy for them to awaken。
所以一有的风吹草动，他们就很容易受惊。
If there is just a bit of the changes in the wind, and they get awakened easily。
所以这句话的意思就是说，我们的爱情有那个脆弱的一面。
It's to tell us that our love there is this aspect of weakness to it.
爱情就像这个羚羊一样，像这个小鹿一样，它有它脆弱的一面。
And love is just like these gazelles and the does. It has the aspect of weakness.
在雅歌里面同样提到说，爱情如死之坚强，但重水也不能够淹没，对不对
？And of course, in the Song of Song, we say that love is strong, even the waters cannot submerge it.
那是讲到爱情坚韧的一面，但是同样爱情也有它脆弱的一面。
That's talking about the strength of the love, but at the same time, there's also the aspect of weakness to the love.
所以这个爱情需要我们去精心的维护，需要我们精心的去呵护。
This love needs our protection, needs us to do something.
我们知道很多的夫妻的离婚是因为什么原因离婚
？We know that a lot of divorce, and what's the reason?
张磊想说什么？小三
，so it's marital affairs, extramarital affairs.
但其实
很多夫妻的离婚就是因为日常的小事情离婚的。
And many divorce happens because of the small things that happen in the day.
因为日常的油盐酱醋。
These minor things that happens in our daily lives.
然后吃饭吃不到一起来。
And they cannot have the meal together.
说做咸了或做淡了，对吧？
Because this is too salty or it's too bland.
那北方人要吃的味道重一点，南方人口味清淡一点。
So the northerners want a stronger taste, the southerners want a lighter taste.
还有包括如何挤牙膏，是从头挤还是从后面挤。
And includes how you squeeze the toothpaste, is it in the middle or is it from the bottom?
很多婚姻就因这些小事情而走到了破灭的地步。
And many marriages is in ruins because of these small minor things.
所以我们在这里看到爱情有它脆弱的一面，需要我们精心的去维护，需要我们精心的呵护。
So we know that love has this aspect of weakness to it. We have to protect, we have to do, we have to protect and to.
所以苏拉密女在这里找到她所亲爱的，然后紧紧的拉住她，并且把她带到她的家里来，而且要精心的去维护她。
And Shulamite, a woman, when she found King Solomon, she held on to him, would not let him go, want to bring him to his mother's chamber, and wants to protect this love that she has.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们夫妻之间的爱，我们也需要我们精心的去维护。
Brothers and sisters, the love between our husband and wife, we have to protect it.
我们也需要我们精心的呵护。
We have to enshrine it with all our hearts.
我们愿神祝福我们教会的家庭，祝福我们的婚姻。
And may the Lord bless the family and the marriages of our church.
但是当我们把这段经文如果应用在基督与我们的之间的关系的时候，我们该怎么去？
But how are we to understand it in respect to our relationship between us and Christ?
那三章一节里面就是说，苏拉密女在这里夜间躺卧在床上，然后她日有所思，夜有所梦，所以她就想到她所亲爱的。
In verse 1 over here, it says the Shulamite woman, because of all her mind being occupied by the king, she dreamt of him even in her dream.
我们知道苏拉密女代表教会，代表信徒。
And we know that the Shulamite woman represents believers in the church.
所罗门王代表基督，代表我们的主。
And King Solomon represents Christ, our Lord.
那么为我们自己，我们有没有像苏拉密女那样昼夜的去思想我们的主？
So of course we have to ask ourselves, do we think of our Lord the way that the Shulamite woman think of King Solomon?
当我们在床上，我们躺在床上的时候，我们有没有梦到我们的主？
On our bed, when we are lying there, do we dream of our Lord?
我们有没有在梦里寻找他？
Do we seek of him in our dreams even?
你们有没有？
Do you?
所以在前面看到基督对我们的邀请，基督说现在是百花齐放、百鸟的齐鸣的时候，我在门外叩门，听见我叩门的，为我开门的，我就要进入到他那里边，他与我一同坐席。
And previously we see the invitation of our Lord. This is the season of the love. I invite you to come with me. I'm standing in the door and knocking, and he who opens, I will sit with him.
那苏拉密女接受这个邀请之后，她进入这个爱情，她的全身心就被爱情所占有。
And when this Shulamite woman accepts this invitation, the whole life is being encompassed by this love.
当我们打开我们的心门，我们接受基督做我们的主的时候，我们的全身心有没有被我们的主所占有？
And when we receive our Lord into our hearts, do we really immerse ourselves in this whole love of the Lord?
我们坐下，我们站起的时候，我们躺卧的时候，我们又心里面想的是什么？我们又想到我们的主。
When we are sitting, when we are standing, or we are laying down, are we thinking of our Lord Jesus Christ?
我们这段时间在读《创世纪》，我们在读到以撒的故事。
And currently, we are reading through Genesis through the story of Isaac.
当亚伯拉罕的老仆人带着利百加回到亚伯拉罕住的那个地方，碰到以撒的时候，以撒在做什么
？And when this servant of Abraham brought Rebecca back to the place where Abraham is living, what was Isaac doing?
这是个 quiz， 考考你们。
This is a quiz.
以撒在做什么
？What was Isaac doing?
以撒在田间默想。
Isaac was meditating in the field.
他在默想什么
？What was he meditating?
他在默想神的恩典，在默想就是在他身上所发生的事情。
He was meditating on the grace of God and the things that is occurring on him.
默想神的爱，默想神的恩典。
He's meditating on God's love and His grace.
我们有没有经常去默想神在我们身上所做的事情？有没有经常默想神对我们的爱
？Do we meditate on the grace and the love of God that is on us?
箴言书八章三十四到三十五节这样说。
And Proverbs chapter 8:34-35 it says in this manner.
这里是智慧在这里说，你们要听从我。 日日在我门口仰望，那些在那些听从我日日在我门口仰望，在我门框边旁边等候的人，那人变为有福。
He says, "Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors."
因为寻得我的就寻得生命。
For whoever finds me finds life.
他也必蒙耶和华的恩惠。
And obtains favor from the Lord.
诗篇一篇怎么说
？And what does Psalm chapter 1 says?
若有人遵守耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便算为有福。他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁边，按时结果子，叶子也不枯干。
And blessed is the man who walks and delights in the law of the Lord. He's like a tree planted by streams of water. So to meditate on the law of the Lord day and night.
昼夜思想神跟我们的关系，昼夜思想我们与神的爱。
Meditate the love and the relationship that our Lord have with us day and night.
第二点就殷切的寻求。
And this second point is that we are to seek with a heart.
苏拉密女在梦里面寻找她所亲爱的，但是寻不到，所以她就说：“我要起来，我要在城里面，在街市上，在宽阔处寻求。”
And this Shulamite woman, when she could not find King Solomon, she says, "I will rise now and go about in the city, in the streets, and in the squares."
所以她要起来，要从那个温暖的床上起来，要从那个甜美的梦乡里面起来，要去寻找她的主。
And she wants to rise from her bed to look for her Lord.
我们有没有从我们的 comfort zone, 从我们的舒适的地方起来来寻找我们的主
？So do we rise from our comfort zones to look for our Lord?
我们是不是觉得在家里面很舒服，对吗
？Do you feel
拿一杯红酒，看看电视，或者上上网，看看电影，很舒服。
Very comfortable in our home. We can have a cup of wine and we can watch movies.
但我们愿不愿意走出我们的舒适区？然后去寻求我们的主。
But are we willing to step up of this comfort zone to look for our Lord?
我们知道我们要去寻求主的话，那是要付上代价的。
We know that if we are to seek our Lord, we have to pay the price.
那意味着就是我们要牺牲我们的舒服。
That is to say we have to sacrifice our comforts.
所以我们今天要思想，我们经常被什么来充满
？So we have to think of what are we filled with in our minds today.
我们今天我们要思想我们是经常是被神的话语所充满，还是说我们经常被电视剧充满，被小说充满，或被网上那些杂七杂八那个信息充满
？So are we filled with the word of God, or are we filled with all the things, the social media, or all the movies that we have in our generation?
如果我们真爱我们的主，我们像苏拉米蜜女那样，我们坐下站立，我们躺下，我们睡觉都想着主。连梦做梦都梦到我们的主的话，我们会怎么样
？If we truly love our Lord like the Shulamite woman, when we're standing, laying down, even dreaming, we're looking for our Lord. What will it look like?
我们是不是会经常花时间去读经，然后去默想神的话语，默想神的恩典？我们是不是花时间与神来祷告，与神来沟通
？When we then spend time to meditate on His Word, and when we spend time to pray with our Lord.
但是当我们觉得如果是读经是一种负担的时候，如果默想时的话语是一种负担的时候，祷告是一种负担的时候，这说明什么
？But what does it say when we think that meditating on God's word, reading His word, and prayer is a burden to us?
这说明我们与神的爱出了问题。
This means that there's something wrong between the love between us and God.
如果我们爱主的话，我们当心里面想的都会是他。
If we really love our Lord, all the things that we think of will be about Him.
如果你觉得跟他在一起的话是一种负担的话，那就说明你不爱他。
If you think that it's a burden to be with our Lord, that means that you do not really love Him.
我们如果不爱主的话
，If we do not love the Lord,
这个可能我们的处境就，我们就要需要思考我们的处境了。
Then we have to really think of our condition.
所以我们要去切切的去寻求我们的主，我们要去迫切的去寻求他，我们要昼夜的去思想神的话语。
So we are to seek our Lord with all our heart, and we are to meditate on His word days and night.
第二点就是我们如何去寻求呢
？And then how are we to seek after Him?
那第二节里面说，就是说我要在那个城中，在耶路撒冷的城中，耶路撒冷是神的国度，在神的国度里面，在街市上，在宽阔处来寻找他。
In verse 2 it says, "You will go about the city in the streets and in the squares that is in the kingdom of God."
在街市上，在宽阔处是什么意思呢
？What does it mean in the streets and the squares？
它不是在角落里面寻找，也不是在哪个秘密的胡同里面，在河拉里面寻找。
He's not looking for this king in this very small, narrow corners or private areas。
而是在神国度里面的宽阔处，在那个街市上，在公众的地方寻找。
He's looking at the obvious places in the kingdom, in the streets and in the squares。
所以就是要在教会的正统当中来寻找主。
And that is we have to look for our God Jesus Christ in the Orthodox Church。
我们知道在教会历史上从初期的教会一直到现在所有的异端的一个共同的标志是什么
And we know that what's the common theme that all these heresies have from the beginning until now in the Church of God
在初期教会的时候诺斯底主义宣称说我们有从保罗来的秘密的教导是别人不知道的所以只有在我这秘密的教导里面才能够得救别的都不得救
And in the early church the Gnostics says that there is only this mysterious knowledge and in this knowledge you'll be saved if you don't have this knowledge you will not be saved
在公元700年的时候
In AD 700
穆斯林穆罕默德说那天使加百列给我一个特别的启示你只有听从我这个启示的才能够得救然后你如果不听从的话就不得救
And Muhammad said that he received a revelation from the angel Gabriel and if you listen to this revelation you will be saved but if you do not receive this revelation you will be condemned
摩门教的创始人 Joseph Smith
And the founder of Mormon Joseph Smith
Joseph Smith 说他是在异象当中然后看到天父与基督向他显现
And Joseph Smith that he saw the revelation of the Father and the Son manifesting to him
他说有一个南美的先知给了他一个经书页他把经书页翻译出来就成了现在的摩门经
And this male prophet gave him this book of golden leaf and he translated it and it became this book of Mormon
所以神给了他一个秘密的教训
So God gave him this secret teaching
我们当代很多的极端的灵恩派我不是说所有的灵恩派极端的灵恩派说你如果不受圣灵的第二次的洗化你就不能得救
And so of course in our generation the extreme charismatic says if you are not baptized in the second time in the Holy Spirit you are not saved
圣灵第二次的洗代表什么就是那个说方言
And he says that oh, the second baptism of the Holy Spirit is speaking in tongues
所以我们看到所有的这些有问题的他们一个共同点都是什么他们宣称他们有来自于神秘密的启示
And all this shares a commonality that they have this secret revelation from God
但我们在这里看到我们在那个街市上在宽阔处来寻找我们的主
But over here it says that you have to look for the Lord in the streets and in the squares
讲到这里我们弟兄姐妹可能会说你这个是不是有点灵异解经
Over here perhaps you think that this is a bit allegorical
我看王林在点头灵异解经在英文叫做 allegoric
and this allegorical interpretation in the English
其实灵异解经在解经的时候有些时候是没有办法避免的
and sometimes it's inevitable when we are doing interpretation of the Bible
我们知道我们的主耶稣基督是灵异解经的大师
we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the master of allegorical interpretation
在圣经里面主耶稣基督用了很多的比喻用了很多 allegory 用了很多的 parable 来讲
And in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus Christ uses many allegories and parables to represent the kingdom of God.
但关键不是说是不是灵异解经，关键是我们的灵异解经是不是在教会那个正统那个 boundary 里面。
So the point is not allegorical interpretation, but whether this interpretation is within the traditions of the Orthodox Church.
所以我在这里的话，我承认是灵异解经，因为你讲雅歌，你没不灵异解经是没办法讲的。
So I acknowledge that over here is a bit allegorical because it's impossible to explain Song of Solomon.
但是我这个灵异解经是在教会的正统里面，我参考的这个 commentary 注释书都是教会非常正统的注释书。
But in this allegorical interpretation is within the traditions of the Orthodox Church.
有马太亨利的注释
，It's Matthew Henry's commentary.
有 preacher's homiletic commentary
and preacher's homiletic commentary.
还有那个 commentary on the Old Testament 也很经典的旧约注释。
And so of course Kildelich's Old Testament commentary.
所以我们要在教会的正统当中来寻找我们的主。
So we have to look for our Lord in the Orthodox Church tradition.
所以这是第一点。那么第二点是通过教会的领袖来寻找我们的主。
And the second point is through the leaders of the church.
在第三节他说我在城中巡逻的人看见我就问他们。
It says that verse 3, the watchmen found me and I asked them.
城中巡逻的人是谁
?Who is this watchman?
在神的国度当中巡逻的人是谁
?What is this watchman in the kingdom of God?
在神的国度当中看守的人是谁
?Who are this watchman in the kingdom of God?
就是为你们的灵魂警醒的那些人。
Are those people who are watchful for your souls?
就是呢，教会当的牧师、长老。
And there are the leaders of the church.
他们为你们的灵魂警醒。
They are watching for your souls.
他们是神国度当中的守望者。
And they are the watchmen in the kingdom of God.
所以要通过，可以通过这些人，通过教会的领袖来找到我们的主。
So through these leaders of the church, we are to find our Lord Jesus Christ.
我记得我刚信主的时候，他们向我传了福音，然后有半年的时间没有来找我，所以把我晾在一边。
So I remember the first time when I heard of the gospel, and I was just left by myself for about 6 months.
但是后来有一个美国的宣教士，然后他就来找我。他每个星期，然后和我一起来查经，然后每个星期带我一起吃饭。
Then an American missionary came to look for me, and he had Bible study with me every week, and to have lunches with me.
当时在大学的时候很穷。
So at that time, I was in university. I was very poor.
So 他是宣教士，所以他有这个钱，每次带我去下馆子。
So this missionary, he always bring me out for, you know, to restaurants.
So 他对我生命有很大的影响。
He influenced my life greatly.
然后我在费城的时候有一个很好的弟兄，他是宾大计算机系的博士。
And in Philadelphia, I knew of a very nice brother professor in university.
他的心对神很火热，他曾经想就是说要放下所有的一切去。
He's very zealous for the Lord. He once thought of going into full-time ministry.
So I 就对他很好奇，我就问他你为什么会这样？你是宾大的博士啊，对不对？
所以
为什么会对神有这么好的一个文身
？So I asked him, "What kindled this passion within you? You're a professor. Why would you want to do that?"
不是 professor， 是老不说错了，是学生博士，我是
PhD
candidate。他就告诉我，他在香港读书的时候，他们的牧师每周然后和他 meet， 每周来带他查经。
And so he says that while he was in Hong Kong, his pastor leads him in Bible study and prayer group every week.
所以我们在这里看到，就是一个灵活的守望者，他可以把人带到神的面前，带到神的话语的面前。
So this watchman of the soul, their job is to bring people to the Lord, bring them to the Word of God.
所以我们在这里看到苏拉密女是怎样的寻求她的良人呢？
And this Shulamite woman, how did she find her lover?
So 她在宽阔处寻找，在街市上寻找，她也为这些看守的人。
And she finds him in the streets and in the squares. She also asks the watchmen.
而且最关键的是，她迫切的寻找。
And the most important, of course, he's looking for her with all her heart.
我们有没有迫切的寻找我们的主？
We seek our Lord with all our hearts.
我们有迫切的祷告，求神与我们同在。
Do we pray fervently that the Lord will be with us?
我们最后一点，我们看这个结局是什么。
And the last point, let's look at what's the ending to this.
所以第四节提到，我刚离开他们，就遇见我所心爱的。
So verse 4 says, "Scarcely had I passed them when I found him whom my soul loves."
他说，我拉住他，不容他走。
She said, "I held him and would not let him go."
我们有没有拉住我们的主，不容他走
？Do we held on to our Lord and would not let him go?
我记得时候我们。刚信的时候我们唱一首诗歌叫神啊你若不给我们祝福我们就不让你走
And I remember the first time when it was safe I sang this song Oh Lord if you do not bless me I will not let you go
你可以到网上搜一下
You can look for it on the internet
但我觉得还不够
But I think it's not enough
因为这个诗歌好像说你给了我们祝福就让你走了对吧
So it's as if I receive blessing and then I'll let you go
我们应该像苏拉密女那样，拉住她，不让她走。
We are to be like this woman. We hold on to him and will not let him go.
那我们怎样拉住我们的主，不让他走呢
？How can we hold on to him and not let him go?
其实我们每个人都知道。
All of us know actually.
就是来读经，就是来祷告，就是来默想神的话语。
That is to come to read his word, meditate on him, and to pray.
就是要花时间与我们的主在一起。
You are to spend time with him.
然后再加上一个圣洁的生活。
Then of course you live a holy life.
我们每个人都知道，但关键的问题并不是说我们不知道，关键的问题是我们想不想做。
The whole point is not whether we know or not, because we knew it, but whether we want to do it.
很多时候我们还爱这个世界。
Many times we're still in love with this world.
还我们爱这个世界的安逸，爱这个世界的享受。
We love the luxuries and the comforts of this world.
所以当我们在看那个《琅琊榜》的时候，在看《芈月传》的时候。神会不会与我们同在
？So when we watch this stuff that he mentioned, is God with us?
芈月传有八十多集是吗？可以好好的去放纵一下。
This drama has 80 over episodes.
所以我们怎么样的去拉住我们的神，不让他走？
How can we hold on to our Lord and not let him go?
所以当你看莱昂坝，看了芈月战，或者看那个网上在网上冲浪，然后看那些各种各样的新闻的时候，你之后你的感觉是什么
？So what's your feeling after you watch all these series, maybe on the internet?
之后你的感觉是浑浑噩噩，然后感觉到整个人很沉，感觉到整个人发虚发空。
You realize that after all these series is just emptiness.
你的心里是虚空的。
And there's emptiness in your heart.
但是当你用你的时间然后与神在一起的时候然后 与神的默想师的话语然后与神在一起那个甜蜜的时候你的结局是什么
But when you spend time with the Lord meditating on his word and spend time talking praying with him what's the end
你觉得你很充实对不对
You feel that it's very fulfilled
你觉得有从神来的平安和喜乐对不对
And you will experience the joy and peace from God
所以这个是不一样的
There's difference in it
那么第二点，他不仅仅的拉住他，不让他走，而且要把他带到他的家里面来，给他的家人看。
And secondly, not only did she hold on to him, she wanted to bring him into the mother's house.
这个母亲的信徒的母亲是什么
？What is the mother of our believers?
就是我们在地上的教会，对不对
？That is our church on the earth, right?
所以我们要把我们的主，不但是我们要拉住他不让他走，而且我们要把我们的主带到我们的家中，然后给我们的亲人看。
And we're not,
给我们的弟兄姐妹来看
we're not only to hold on to him tightly, but we're to bring him to our family, to our brothers and sisters.
我们要把我们的主介绍给我们的家人
We are to share our Lord with our families.
介绍给我们的弟兄姐妹
Share it with our brothers and sisters.
然后最后一点的是说第五节里面说
verse
不要惊动爱情等他自己情愿
Do not stir up or awaken the love until it pleases.
所以他不但是拉住他不让他走也分享给他的弟兄姐妹，也分享给他的家人，而且要精心的去呵护，要去维护与主的爱情。
And not only did she hold on to him, she introduced him to the family members. She also protects and this use all her heart to manage this love.
我们刚才讲过，那个爱情有坚韧的一面，如此之坚强，重水也不能够淹没。
There's an aspect of strength to this love, even the waters will not immerse it.
但是我们与主的爱情有那脆弱的一面。
But our aspects of love with God, there's also an aspect of weakness to it.
脆弱到一个地步，你的鼠标一点的话，你的爱情就没了。
It's weak to a point that if your mouse just click on one link and it's gone.
你点了一下，然后过了几分钟再点一下，然后再点一下，一个小时没了，两个小时没了，一个下午没了。
So one click leads on to another, and your whole afternoon will be gone in a way.
然后之后是什么？
Then what?
之后是 empty, 空虚，对吗？
Then after that is emptiness.
你发现神不与你同在了。
You realize that God is not with you.
你发现你没有神同在的感觉。
You realize that you don't have the Lord's presence.
因为你的心里面被这个世界所充满。
Because your heart is filled with this world.
这个网上给我们宣传的，给我们灌输的是什么？
Whatever that the internet is propagating to us.
美国梦，对吧？
American dream.
中国梦。
China dream.
那不是苏拉密女的梦。
Not the dream of the Shulamite woman.
所以当我们被这些美国梦、中国梦所灌输的时候，我们心里面的生活是什么？
So when we're infused with this American or China dream, what is it in our hearts?
我们心里面的生活就是我们家里面平平安安，我们是舒舒服服、安安逸逸，在海滩上晒晒太阳。
What we hope for is that we have a peaceful and comfortable life.
把自己养得肥肥的
and we can grow fat and so on
然后之后等你老的时候你发现你的一生都是虚度的
and the end of life you realize that it's all emptiness
所以虚空的虚空一切都是虚空
so vanity of vanities all things are vanity
所以这个爱情需要我们精心的去维护
love needs us to manage it with all our hearts
所以我们在今天看到这个苏拉密女的梦我们在看到就是她对他所亲爱的，他是切切的寻求，切切的思念，昼夜的思想。
And today we see this love that the Shulamite woman have towards this king. He's always on her heart. Her mind is all preoccupied with this love.
所以我也盼望我们的弟兄姐妹，我们能够切切的去寻求我们的主，然后切切的去寻求他，然后切切的去读经，去默想神的话语，默想神在我们身上的恩典，然后默想神对我们的爱。
I hope that the brothers and sisters will now pursue the Lord with all our heart, that we can meditate on Him, meditate on His words and His grace and His mercy on us.
我们要切切的祷告，切切的与他沟通。
And we are to pray and to have communications with Him.
享受与他在一起的时间。
To enjoy the time that we have with him.
所以愿在新的一年当中，我们每个弟兄姐妹都能够与神有这样的关系。
So hopefully in this new year, we'll all have this relationship with our Lord.
愿你们能够经历神的爱。
May you experience the love of the Lord.
愿你们也能够以神的爱去回应他。
And may you respond him with the love of the Lord.
那以神的爱去爱我们的弟兄姐妹。
And with the love of the Lord, we love one another.
以神的爱在教会里面侍奉。
And to serve with the love of the Lord.
愿神祝福你们。
May the Lord bless you.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
天父，你爱我们。
Lord, you love us.
也求你帮助我们来爱你。
We pray that you help us to love you.
主啊，求你帮助我们在与你在一起的时间当中，让我们能够得享与你在一起的甜蜜。
Help us to enjoy the sweetness of fellowship while we are with you.
主啊，很多的时候你似乎远离我们。
And many times it feels that you are very far away from us.
很多的时候我们似乎感觉你不与我们同在。
Many times we do not feel your presence with us.
我们感觉你似乎撇下了我们。
We feel that we have been abandoned.
就好像这个苏拉米女一样。
Just like this Shulamite woman.
主啊，但是你确实要我们去确切的去寻求你。
But you want us to seek you with all our hearts.
你用这样的方式来让我们心里面迫切的去寻求你。
And through this means you arouse the need for us to look for you.
主要帮助我们，让我们能够迫切地寻求你。
Oh Lord, help us to seek you with all our heart.
像苏拉米女一样。
Just like this woman.
主要帮助我们能够去爱你，能够去享受与你在一起的时间。
Help us to love you and to enjoy the time that we spend with you.
帮助我们享受你的话语。
Help us to enjoy your word.
帮助我们享受默想你的恩典，默想你的爱，默想你的话语。
Help us to enjoy meditating your word and your love.
帮助我们享受与你祷告的时间。
And help us to enjoy our prayers with you.
主啊，让我们的祷告能够真正的能够进入你的同在。
That our prayers can enter into your presence.
主啊，让我们能够以这样的爱，主啊，在这新的一年当中，主啊，让我们一年都能够沐浴在你的爱当中。
Oh Lord, may us immerse ourselves in your love in this whole new year.
主啊，让我们能够用这样的爱来回应你。
And through this love, O Lord Father, let us respond to you.
让我们也能够以这样的爱来侍奉你。
And that we can serve you with this love.
主啊，帮助我们。
O Lord, help us.
我们软弱，但是你知道我们。
We are weak, but you know us.
求你帮助我们，让我们不偏左右。
Let us not stray to the left or to the right.
行在你的正道当中。
But in your way.
听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Hear our prayers in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.